This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
97.1 FM Talk. On-demand audio.
President, this is the gavel we use to enact the big, beautiful bill, and I want you to have that for your family.
All right, that was the audio from the president signing the big, beautiful bill, which he'd, of course, named himself, and Chuck Schumer and the rest of them have had to choke on that because they were not appreciative of the big, beautiful bill, for sure. But it's got a lot of good things in there, and now we find out what happens, maybe what it means for the state of Missouri. Our friend John Lamping is on the line right now, a former Missouri state senator. John, how are you?
Good morning, Mark. Kim, nice to be with you both.
Yeah, great having you here this morning. We appreciate always appreciate having you on. I did want to ask your thoughts on the big, beautiful bill now that they got it through on time and on schedule.
Well, in total, the big, beautiful bill is probably not a 6 or 7 minute conversation, but a 20 or 30 minute conversation. There's so much in it. I think we'll be unpacking different parts of it over time. I don't think the Republican Party had any other path they could go down. The overarching observation is that as much as the three of us and your listeners might all think that certain things should come to be legislatively, that certain things would make sense, things like balancing budgets and things like that, the makeup of Congress is such that we're a long way away from getting the perfect bill. So this was the best I think Republican Party could do.
Yeah, I know a lot of people are disappointed with the spending that was in it, and you know, I'm with you. I think the people who were claiming they were going to vote against it in the House finally realized what you just said, that there probably isn't another path forward, and it does do a lot of good things. It's setting the spending aside, helping with the military, and dealing with fraud in Medicaid. And the lies about it, John, are unbelievable.
Yeah, I mean, those are the good aspects of it. We're all shocked by the amount of fraud that takes place in Medicaid. I'm sure it's taking place in other parts of government. But at the end of the day, it's easy to follow at home now. So basically, the bet that the administration is making is that the economy will grow much closer to 3% when historically it has grown very close to 2%. So as we watch, you know, every quarter, the government announces what the, you know, gross domestic product is, GDP report. And if it's hovering around 3%, then this bill will work as far as closing the deficit. What they did was they put constraints on spending. Spending will still increase by 2% a year, but they put constraints on things like Medicaid, such that if the economy can grow at 3% and outproduce the tax revenues that are forecasted, because this bill assumes the scoring assumes that the economy will only grow around 2%. So we'll just watch and see. We'll hope that the economy is supercharged. And if we get 3% growth, the rest of Trump's term, then we'll see a narrowing of the deficit.
Yeah, well, and I think we will. I heard Jason Smith almost guaranteeing that we'd see at least 3%. And, I mean, I don't think he's that far off. I think when you add up the tariffs and the tax cuts, and we've seen time and time again, when you leave more money in people's pockets, they tend to spend it.
Yeah, I think it'll be fun to watch, and we'll see how it goes. As far as the Medicaid aspects of the Big Beautiful Bill and how it specifically affects Missouri, Missouri is one of four states that actually expanded Medicaid through their constitution. So Missourians now have a constitutional right to Medicaid that they didn't have before, meaning the legislature could have somehow restricted Medicaid if the money coming from the federal government were to change. And what we know now after the Big Beautiful Bill is that the formula by which the federal government funds the states that have Medicaid is changing. Most of us don't realize that so much of the money that Missouri gets for Medicaid cost comes from taxing like a self.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Impose tax at the hospitals and all the medical providers tax themselves, essentially. So if you think of it is if there were no tax revenue and the hospitals tax themselves for $100 million and that was the money that they were using to get the federal match. Well, this law limits the amount of that tax. And so what we're going to see happening, not right away, but over the next most of, Governor Keogh's his term, and if he were to have a second term, there'll certainly come a moment in time where the Missouri legislature will be hundreds of billions of dollars short on Medicaid financing. So it's not a fight that's going to take place in this year or next, but slowly over time, the amount of money coming from the federal government is going to change dramatically at the state level.
We're talking to former Missouri Senator John Lamping. John, Mark and I have been talking about what this judge just did in Missouri, where most of the state restrictions on abortion were essentially blocked. And so a lot of these Planned Parenthoods, as of yesterday, have resumed abortions. What's your reaction to that?
Well, it's kind of business as usual, isn't it? You had the 2 weeks ago, the Supreme Court ruled that you could cut funding to Medicaid. And then, we had earlier in the summer, we had courts enforce the laws that the Missouri legislature passed as far as making sure that abortion facilities meet certain standards and that the providers of abortion meet certain criteria. And now, of course, we've got this judge here, I guess it's in Jackson County, has decided that the legislature's laws don't make any sense and that a woman's right to have an abortion supersedes the law. So I think we're just going to be going back and forth in courts up until the time that we vote again, which is next November in all likelihood. We vote again for the right to abortion in the state of Missouri. And I don't know, guys, don't you feel like this has been back and forth in the courts most of our adult lifetimes?
Sure. Yes.
It seems like it. And now the question will be wording again, right? And I understand that Denny Hoskins is challenging again because it's been challenged in court, the wording. He's now fighting for the very clear wording on the new Amendment 3. Shall the Missouri Constitution be amended to guarantee access to care for medical emergencies, ectopic pregnancies, miscarriages, ensure women's safety during abortions, ensure parental consent for minors, allow abortions for medical emergencies, fetal anomalies, rape and incest, require physicians to provide medically accurate information, and protect children from gender transition? That's how it's worded now. And obviously it's being challenged and will continue to be challenged probably up until the date it goes on the ballot.
Yeah, it's amazing that, you know, that we when we try to make law through ballot initiative, when having, you know, I can speak from experience that making law is so very complicated. And when you change the statutes in one place, they affect statutes all on all these other dozens of other places. Is that I think the fact that everything goes back and forth to the courts is just evidence of the fact that this is not how you're supposed to make law. Now, of course, I'm going to be supporting the abortion ban next November. Of course, I'm actually quite happy that the threshold to pass is still only 50%. But, you know, I'll speak plainly that I'd like to see abortion outlawed in Missouri at 50% plus one. And then immediately call a special session and raise the threshold for ballot initiatives, because making law this way is completely inefficient. And if you have any question about that, just look at how many court cases are involved around ballot initiatives, you know, pro or con, things you like or don't like. And it's just there are states that don't allow ballot initiatives. And I think Missouri, I mean, we won't ever get there, but we've got to make raising that threshold a super high priority once abortion's banned.
Well, we'll continue to follow this. We're going to try to get the Attorney General on to talk a little bit about this maybe tomorrow. John, always great having you on. Thank you.
Great. Have a nice Tuesday.
Yeah, we will. Thank you. John Lamping there. Good to get him on this morning. And again, that challenging, that wording is going to be challenged in court. And I think right now it'll make people think it should be doing what everybody wants it to do. It'll clear up any question about ectopic pregnancies and all of that. It's all clearly explained right there.
Well, it's so interesting that people want to group an ectopic pregnancy as an abortion, but even Planned Parenthood differentiates between that. It is very different.
Yeah. Let's hope it makes it to the ballot. But something tells me in our court system in Missouri, it probably will not. All right. Coming back, we're going to get to the latest. We're going to have in other news for you in just a couple minutes. Next hour, we'll talk to our friend Mark Walters, because the big, beautiful bill also is going to have an impact on suppressors. Not quite as quickly as we would have liked, but we're going to talk about that at about 7:35 back here in just a minute.
Get more at 971talk.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you.
No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide. Or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball. The game's official home for games is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.